Chapter 19. Legacy and Pride. We're all just links in a chain. If you're an iron worker, your legacy may be about the building. If you're a musician, it's about the music. If you manage people, it's about human growth. For iron worker Jose Hernandez, it's the building that he leaves behind that is his legacy. Jose's a bit of a poet, and he sees the buildings as organic, like a flower blossoming.
I thought I knew what pride was until I actually started working iron. We get to start something for everybody else. If we don't start it, no other trades can come in. I think the building's like a flower because it follows the sun, and all the iron workers are the water for that flower, and it cannot grow without us or the sun. And that's enjoyment to me, enjoyment seeing it just like a vegetable. You know it's there and you're waiting for it, and then when it's all said and done, the payoff is awesome. And that building is going to be there way longer than I will be around. I will be dead and gone, but that building will still be there. The bridges that are crossed over every day will still be there. So it's a lot of pride.
For Tim Horsberger, becoming an iron worker was more than just a job. It gave him a new life. He describes how the work has allowed him to care for his family, especially his wife who has cancer. When I put on a reception for the iron workers at a Redwood City restaurant, Tim brought his wife and daughters all the way from Sacramento for this gala celebration.
I spent over 22 years in prison. You know what I mean? I was a drug addict, and all I wanted to do was just get in trouble, and I did. And the consequences was many, many years in prison. When I decided to pull my head on my ass, I quit getting loaded, and I quit going to prison. I got a job, and this is where I came. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. I wish I had done it years and years ago. You know what I mean? I waited until I was 40 to get into this trade. I'll never...
Touches you in your heart, though.
You know, yeah, and I'm never going to get to retire. You know what I mean? I work until I'm crippled or I'm dead. That's just how it is. I love this job. This is great work. I mean, if you're into physical hard labor, this is the lick. If you're not scared of heights, and you don't mind busting your ass, this is the place to be. You can do well, but you can also do bad. It's all on you. Put your heart and soul in it and run your ass off, and you can make it. And you make do big things. And it's a great job. You get to see, you get to do things that not many can do, not many are willing to do, because it's a hell of a thing to get way up there in the air on nothing but a little beam and just look at the whole world. Yeah, we talk about that we want more money, but you know what? I get paid a lot of money. I make a lot of money. I have to, you know what I mean? I'm a single family income because, you know, I got a wife at home fighting cancer. She can't work, and I don't expect her to try and work. The only thing I want her to do is fight and beat this cancer. You know what I mean? It's hard. I'd much rather be home helping her right now, but this is helping her too, though. She's my world. She's my world.